More selection.
We're back here at Kansas City High School, 127-8 in this ball game. Lakers with the lead over the Kansas City Redhawks, 42-33. At the line for Lakers is Willett. Not quite the intensity game that we thought we'd see tonight, but definitely the rivalry game there. First half was pretty slow and methodical. Second half's been a little bit more aggressive there, Coach.
Yeah, and you know what? This is great for their young players, too, when you have games like this. There have been a lot of substitutions. They're getting a lot of kids in, getting playing time.
And you have to scratch and crawl a one out or a comeback out here. Warwick's shot was no good. Kenny is for the one, three over the screen over Morgan Island. If you can't make that over top of Morgan Island, then you're in trouble. That was a nice shot there. 42-36 trap right here down in front of us. Morgan skips through it. Morgan Island makes the reach for him to stop the clock. It's going to be his second foul. Teenage Knight still in a 1-1 bonus here. 42-36, 106 to go in the ballgame.
This game is broadcast, is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, all rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated.
And Brody Lawrence has shot no good. Rebound controlled by Morgan Oler there. Up the ball, up the court is Barney. Barney gives it to Kettering at the top. Kettering can't find his spot, so he's going to give it back to Barney. Barney tries to get through, but he's tied tightly. He drives in and draws the foul. Smart move there. Everybody was playing a three, and he smartly took it in and drew the foul.
Great to score points with...
But it's only three fouls on the
so they can
Lakers.
Foul him a few more times.
Lakers got a few to give yet. Lakers inbounds it to Erlach. To Barney, back to Keller for the three. This three is no good. Rebound control there by Bennett. Zout makes the move and goes up, and he's fouled by Chase Volker, and that's going to be Volker's fifth. And the senior is going to sit down for the Lakers. It's five fouls, and I don't know how many points he had tonight. He had 13 the last time they played. Coming in for him is going to be Nathan Crone. And at the line of deck, 42-36. Still enough time here. 45 seconds here. Kansas City's efficient. Make these two, and definitely got a ball game. Two possessions.
All right. They're not done.
Dyke rattles at home. 42-37.
Some great sportsmanship there. As soon as Dunick knew that he was gone, he said something. Nice game to Volker.
And that one rims out. Nathan Crone gets the rebound. And he gives it off to Warwick. Warwick gets fouled by Erla. Erla picks up his third. Stops the clock at 41 seconds to go. 42-37. Lakers are going to pull everybody off the line.
Tearing them off.
Warwick's first shot's up. Rattles out. Half way down the cylinder. Back out.
It was.
Leaves the opening there for Kansas City.
So who has the shooter, Coach?
Probably Ketter. Oops. But he makes it. So he makes it a two-possession game, 43-37. Kansas City comes down the court. Up the court comes Ketter. You don't want him to have it. You want to set a screen for him so he can shoot it. Barney takes it, dribbles in the paint. He's going to go out of the way. He's up off the glass. Rebound. Dunnick. Dunnick tries to draw a foul. Oh, I think he went for the shot, but he went with the foul. It's too late in the game to be trying to draw a foul. Take the shot and go for the and one.
Yeah,
you can see that he went up and he leaned right into his winner instead of just taking that shot when he was wide open. But
I think he was right under the basket, though. I think he was trying to get a little bit of space to the side.
Oh,
he rattles it in. He rattles that in.
And Dunnett comes in averaging 11 points a game. Kenner is their big free throw shooter. He shoots 81%. But
he's not got for the line.
His second shot's up. We're out of home. 43-39, 30 seconds to go. Full court press coming here by Kansas City. And they foul his win right away. And Drummer's going to go to the line. He had 16 points the last time these guys met up. He's having a nice night tonight also. Pretty sure he's got a double-double going.
He's done a great job, both on the boards and scoring.
Smart move. He makes the moves. He knows when to pull the ball out. He doesn't force it. So many times you see the freshmen get excited, and they want to shoot that ball when they get inside, and they didn't. But
He's a lefty, too, so they need to adjust to that.
And we're getting only one shot here. I don't know what. Was there a lane violation? And he makes that shot. The official, Rimmer had the ball at the line, and he blew his whistle, and he pointed to the left side, like Asher, like he had a lane violation. He told him that he had one shot. So Zuer makes it 44-39. Kelly with the shot off the low block. No good. Rebound goes into the Lakers' hands to Lawrence. And Lawrence will be going to the free throw line. So must have been a lane violation there by Lakers.
Yeah,
to have that one shot because we're on double bonus.
I did not see what happened.
I believe he told him he couldn't move.
It'd be a great win for Lakers. I know it's been one of those games that you're, they missed a lot of easy shots, both ends. But they've had a ton of close games this season, and your kids need to get a win occasionally to.
This will be their fourth win, second in the league. Lawrence is no good, but going into district is a good time to get it.
Oh, absolutely. It's just there's something about. When you're looking at those.
And if they can string a couple together, they'd love to go in there and blemish Jay City Offense record. I'm sure they host them coming up, and there'd be nothing better. Second shot was no better. Right up three there by Kidder to make it 32-44 with 6.8 seconds to go. We'll be back right after this commercial message.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the farm.
Can you believe it? Farm Cellular has been serving the farm area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Farm Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just
$20. You love
Farm Cellular! It's your best mix and match from a good selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
For an exciting finish, 6.8 seconds to go, 44-42 Lakers. Lakers with the ball, they got to go the full length of the court. Cassidy wants a quick foul or a quick steal here, something to stop the clock. They're faced up man-to-man, they're faced guarding their guys. Everybody's covered man-to-man, Warwick breaks free, he gets a quick foul. We only got 0.8 of a second off the clock. Good job there. Good job by Warwick. Warwick picks up that foul, and going to the line is...
Brody Long?
Nope. Warwick. He broke free. He come from the free throw line all the way around. They got it to him, and that's who they wanted at the line. Warwick is 79% free throw shooter, and he drains that one, extending the lead to 3.
He needs to make this one for them to relax at all.
Otherwise, and I think we're going to get a quick timeout here if he doesn't make this one, and he does. And we're still going to get a timeout. We'll be back right after this break.
Hi, this is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon. Make sure you stop into Harjo's Ben Franklin for great deals now through Saturday. You'll find 25% off fabric. That's right. Now through Saturday, find fabric 25% off at Harjo's. From rich colors, plaids, and prints, it's 25% off. Heidi, this is the time to add to your fabric collection so you can work on new outfits for summer and fall. Discover your own fashion possibilities. From cotton to fleece and classy design, here at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon, we are giving 25% off all in-stock fabric, Monday through Saturday only. And only at Harjo's Ben Franklin at the Light in downtown Pigeon.
We're back here at Kansas City High School where the Lakers just got 2 clutch free throws from Warwick, making it 46-42 with 6 seconds to go. Kansas City is going to get the ball here coming out of the timeout, and they're going to need a 3 and a foul at the same time.
Yeah.
That's about as close as miracle you can get. Drain a 3 and get a foul making it, and that's about it. But then still, you're going to be short. But we'll see what they come up with here.
Stranger things have happened.
Yes, they have. They have. The clock's not always gotten started. They give it to Keller. Keller comes out of the left of court. He gets a pick. Oh, he shoots the 3, and he is kind of foul, but it's no good. Rebound tipped away. Clock goes off. And Lakers is going to pick up their fourth win, their second league win of the season, 46-42.